been searching for someone to fill the void in your heart? Have you been searching for someone to take all your pain away? Come see a man who died so you can have eternal life. Come meet a man that loves you more than you'll ever know. Let me introduce you to a man, a king, a savior, a provider. My friend, I introduce to you.
Thank you. blessed Palm Sunday morning to one and all. This is Pastor Jay Grosner, and on behalf of myself, my husband, and my family, and also a shout-out to my mother, who is listening live on air as well, from the Wright family, we wish you all a blessed Palm Sunday, the beginning. Yes, we always thought that Good Friday was the beginning and then the end, but really there technically is no end. Amen, world without end. But this truly is the beginning, because if Jesus did not arrive, he would not have been in the city and he would not have given himself in. Yes, I said that. He gave himself up. Because if he really didn't want to get caught, trust me, there would be no finding our Lord. Amen. Because if we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, imagine what he can do when he is our strength. Amen. Praise God. We glorify this day. This is supposed to be a day of celebration, but we know celebration turns to weeping, but it says a weeping may endure for the night. But they say joy cometh in the morning, but in this particular case, we know the joy came 3 days later, amen? But better late than never, hallelujah. So we're going to get ourselves rejoiced, praised up, and prepared for the Word of God. Today's message is entitled, Uprooted and Branching Out. Yes, it's going to be an interesting day. But in the meantime, we definitely want you to be with us, to praise with us, continue to contact us, PastorJGrosner@gmail.com. And yes, the old email still works too, PastorJRouse@gmail.com. And of course, we continue to be on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and yes, YouTube. And believe it or not, yes, we even TikTok. Praise God. Amen. We want to make sure we can get you and get at you and certainly get with you as easily and as possible as we can. Amen. And so we want to continue to reach out with you in love. We do get your prayer requests. We see all those in need of prayer. And certainly we want you to reach out to us if you're in need of prayer as well. Amen. But for now, we're going to get ourselves all pumped up and praised up. I think I've got a message coming through, but that's okay. We're going to do this. We're going to get moving. And we want to make sure that we have us a hallelujah good time. Amen. And so we're going to get some music together. We're going to give glory and honor to God who truly is worthy. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Jesus, we lift your name on high, your name on high, be lifted high.
Come on, say.
Jesus, we lift your name on high, your name on high, be lifted high.
Hey!
Jesus, we lift your name on high,
woo!
Your name on high,
hey!
Be lifted high,
oh,
oh, oh. Jesus, your name be
I know I'm not worthy to see your face. I try hard, but I make mistakes. You're still by my side every step that I take. Through every heartache, I you get the praise. I you, I'm a guide, I'm a shield always. Every time me I gaze, and I play hard days. You still show mercy and keep me safe. Lord, I pray, I honor your name. Deliver your mercy whenever I fall. Powerful, omnipotent, shine down your glory, your magnificence. When you build the fence, it makes all the difference. Step in on my life and take precedence. Be the captain, the pilot, the teacher. Be the head and the boss and the leader. Be my guide, my shepherd and my keeper. Beginning and the end, you are the Alpha Omega. Lord, I pray, I honor your name. Deliver your mercy. Whenever I fall, you lift me up, glory to be, oh God. Even when the plot and scheme and try to stop me, even when they try their best to take my glory,
all over the room. Open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Your simple song goes like this.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve.
Come on, y'all gotta come on, say,
my hallelujah.
From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Simply say, you deserve it. Real simple, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord, you deserve it, Lord. Yeah. All of the glory, yeah. Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you. Y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord, yeah.
All of the glory belongs.
Everybody, lift your hands right here and say, you deserve it.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Does deserve it, amen. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Where would you be? Where would any of us be? And I tell you, we're in those times of trouble, and we are to look to Him and to hold on to Him, our very help in times of need and trouble, amen. And so we're going to pray because we need the Lord to be close, to be near, and to feed us this day. Even if you've already eaten, we're about to feed you spiritually from the Lord, manna from heaven in a deeper way, amen. And then, after we pray, we're going to get ready for the Word of God. But let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come humbly to your throne of grace and mercy. And Father God, we can do nothing without you. We are nothing without you. You are everything. You are all. You are omnipotent. You are worthy. You are King of kings and Lord of lords, Master of all. But most importantly, Father God, you are our friend. Father, Abba, we look to you during this time of war, Father God. I know war has been around since, well, the beginning of time that was in your hands. And you've predicted and proclaimed and produced who will come out the winner. But Father God, we know that war has gotten so rough these days that there is no winner, only losers. So, Father, we humbly ask right now that you cease all wars, Father God, and that we bring peace to the land. And we know that Jesus is the person who will be bringing peace to this world. But, Father God, in the meantime, we look to those who are suffering in this war, who are dying, who are left without parents, who are left widowed or widower. And, Father God, for the elders who are losing their young people because of the fact that they are at war and they are not able to fight. So they are left alone to grow old alone, Father God. And Father God, as the sermon today, being uprooted. But Father God, we know that you are a planter of plants and a planter of church and a planter of seeds. And Father God, the planter of all things, the creator of heaven and earth. And everything on it, in between it, and above and below, you, Father God, can do this. So we look to you, Father, as we ask that you continue to keep your hands upon each and every one of us, Father God. We know that the battle is not truly ours. It is yours, Father God. So we say we trust and believe a purpose for all. But as we go forth this Palm Sunday, Father God, and as we remember, recall, and recollect that Jesus came where he wasn't wanted, Father God. But as we go through our daily lives and remember the hardships of anything that we endure, that we do have a possibility of all things because of you. Father, right now we pray for the people in the war. We pray for the sick and the shut-in, Father God. We pray for the homeless, Father God, which has come plenty, Father, not through any fault of their own in these cases. And Father, those who have, that they would know that you have blessed them in abundance to give and to share. Teach us your ways, Father God. Teach us how to love our neighbors, but more importantly, how to love our enemies. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, teach us to be your brother, our keeper of mankind, that where they have the need for home, shelter, food, clothing, that we could be there to be your hands, to be your heart, and to serve you, and to allow them to see you. Give us a mind of what we should do, Father God, as we continue to look for ways to help. And Father God, we thank you for 20 years for blessing this ministry, for blessing us, Father God, through the midst of it all. Some have gone before us, but you give us the strength to keep going. And some maintain with us and we're thankful for them, Father God. Continue to bless them. Bless our listeners. Bless those who are covered under this ministry. Bless my family, friends, and neighbors. And Father God, I ask humbly that you would bless me indeed. But as we prepare for your word, Father God, we leave it in your hands, trusting, believing, and therefore expecting to be receiving in Jesus' name. Amen. As we prepare for the word of God, we're going to take a quick break. As you prepare and find in your Bibles, we have the scripture, Jeremiah 1. We'll be reading the entire chapter, all 19 verses. And then our New Testament reading will be John 12. And we'll be reading verses 9 to 19. We'll be right back.
If Jesus comes tomorrow to spend some time with you, would you answer all his questions or lie to hide the truth? Would you welcome him with open arms or even let him in? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? Could you leave today? Are you ready to lay down your worldly goods and walk away? Would it take a month of Sundays just to tell him all of your if the sky turns black as midnight in the middle of day, and somehow you knew that Jesus would soon be on his way, would you have to beg forgiveness, or could you reach
a look at Jeremiah We're reading chapter 1, and we know the infamous verse, chapter 1, verse 5, is very phenomenal, but I'm going to read, and I'm very pleased with the scripture, because I love scripture where I don't have to preach. And you'll understand, when you read God's scripture and you get a word right out of the scripture, you know your job is done, amen? So let the Lord work for us today. I'm reading from the King James Version, starting Jeremiah 1, and I begin. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou went forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then the Lord said unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a pot, a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will kill all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set everyone his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgment against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worshipped the works of their own lands and own hands, forgive me. Thou therefore gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak unto them all that I commend thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defensed city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. And then we shall take a look at our New Testament reading, John 12. I'll be reading from verses 9 to 19. And I begin. When the large crowd of the Jews learned that Jesus was there, they came not only on account of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to put Lazarus to death as well, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it was written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done the sign, this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." The word of God for the people of God, may he add a blessing to its reading, hearing, and most certainly its doing.
say it again.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I stand before you. You have called. I struggled to answer. But when I did, you said that you would give me everything I needed. So I ask right now that you fill me, that you use me, that you mold me, and continue to make me. Let them see you. And not me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Uprooted and branching out. There's a great deal of uprooting being done these days. A lot of people are moving. A lot of people are shifting. Churches are moving. Churches are struggling. Churches are growing. Churches are dying. There's so much. And you know, we being the branches and the vines, what we do is important. When you plant, you need to feed it, you need to water it, and you need to nurture it. And yes, believe it or not, find it odd, we're supposed to speak to them. Amen. And I think I'd be a little concerned if my plants would ever answer back. However, it does not harm me to speak to them. And then I started to think about why we speak to them. And we think about all the living things of the earth and the sea. And we think that everybody needs to hear some words of encouragement and love. We have pets, and we speak to them. We've never really truly known if they do understand, but most of the time they appear to. And they've even learned to follow commands, whether it's the tone, the voice, the sound, or even just the words. But as much as one might waste money studying these things because it's not really going to change too much in our world, but people have various gifts and callings, and so they study all sorts of things just for the general knowledge, but we know that God has a purpose for everything and all that he does. So even those who have taken a lot of money where we could probably apply it to something else like food or even medicine or medical research. We'll research plants or research animals and why they communicate and how they communicate and how they understand. But the fact of the matter is babies don't understand words, but we still speak to them. One, because we want them to start to develop, to learn about these words that we keep saying to them. But have you noticed that when we speak to a baby at birth, we don't normally talk regular words. We make weird sounds and we coo at them because we hear them making these sounds. And so we think in our own strange way that we're communicating with these babies. And as much as they might actually know what this language is that they are speaking, we who don't know this language still try to do this because we're hoping they will understand that, if nothing at all, that these are words of love and kindness and just us letting them know that they are safe. But communication is important and communication is key, but it doesn't matter because nobody wants to hear a harsh word. Nobody wants to hear an angry word. Nobody wants to hear a curse word. And nobody wants to hear words that will put them down or negative. Everybody, everything, and all needs positivity in its life. And so for us to grow, no matter where we're planted, we need to feel encouraged. We need to feel revived. We need to feel strong. We need to feel capable. And the will of what we do and get and receive when we are planted will determine whether we seek ground and we bury our roots and we continue to grip on and be like this tree planted by the water and shall not be moved, that we will continue to develop. We will continue to shoot up, continue to grow out, and we will branch out. And the more we branch out, the more we get to realize that we are expanding for a reason. And mankind has been told that we have to be planted and we have to branch out because we are a vine. And when I grow and I flourish and I'm encouraged and I share all of my joy of what I have sowed, be it the seed of the love of Jesus to the rest of the world, it would be my hope and my desire that when I do share this and I expand and branch out, that others will see it and feel it and they too will begin to shine because I too have nurtured them and so on and so on. And we continue to realize this in the same way as the growing of a plant in a tree or a palm tree, to be more specific. But when something is plucked out of the ground and it's not planted and it's not given everything it needs and it's not got the right nutrients and it's not encouraged and it's not nurtured, it will not flourish. But during this time of war, God said in this scripture that he will uproot and pull out, and he will destroy, and he does cast out, because he said, if you will not bear fruit, he will cut you down. But he also promised that he would replant and build. And as we have people scattered around the world moving and doing different things, during the pandemic people picked up and said, well, I can't be stuck in my home. I'm going to go somewhere nice and warm like Barbados or someplace where they'll let me work and live for a year because I cannot thrive in the environment I'm stuck in. So we uproot and we go somewhere else, and then we hope that we will be nourished and flourish because we've gone for encouragement. We've gone to lift our spirits. But when you're in a situation where things are not good. People across the land, especially here in Canada, the housing pricing has just gone sky high and the dollar is just dropping because everything else is more expensive than it used to be, but the money isn't any bigger than it was. So as everybody gets a little tighter with their fists and they hold on to the little bit that they can and collect a little small change that they can maintain, they have to make their living worthwhile. So people are moving to find cheaper places to stay, cheaper places to live. People are selling their homes and moving somewhere far and saying, well, we're going to work from home so I don't have to commute, so I can go somewhere further and have something bigger that costs less. Or I need more space, and so I have to uproot because it used to just be you and I, and now we have kids, and now we've got in-laws with us because they're getting older, and so we need more space. So we have to sell what we have, and we have to expand out, and we have to get something new. Or maybe everybody has already branched out, and the kids have left. And maybe you're the parent or the grandparent, and you need to downsize now, so you got to get rid of what you had because you don't need all of this space, so you're going to get something a little smaller. Or maybe you're coming from war, and you have no home because what you know as your home, as you know as your city, your town, your country, is no more, or it's been demolished, or you have to leave to go somewhere safe. But then maybe one day you'll come back and you will replant and you will build and you will grow again. But in the meantime, survival is the key for all things. And so you've uprooted because it has been destroyed. But the key thing is that you've got to remember that we have got to flourish where we are planted. And for those who have to deal with those people who are uprooting, it's never easy. People change jobs all the time. Pandemic, a lot of people's careers have changed because they've had to quit their job, they've lost their job, or they can't stay with their job. Maybe they are in an environment where it's not inducibly good for their health because of the COVID, and so they've had to change jobs because they need to maintain safety. Or maybe they've just changed jobs because they just feel, well, I'm too stressed out to do the job I used to do because of the COVID, and so I need something a little bit easier so my mind and mental health can flourish. Or maybe because of the cost of living, they've changed jobs because they need to make more money. Or maybe they've changed jobs because they now can't really go to work on a regular basis because they have children and they need to change their shift or work part-time or do something different. Anything that we have to change that is not out of the norm is never an easy task to do. But we learn that although things may just be destroyed, things may not be the same, things may be different, but we have to have faith and trust that God will make sure that when we uproot, that He will replant, He will rebuild, and He will allow to flourish. Now, the irony of the whole thing is, in Jeremiah, we already know the story of Jeremiah, and as I said, we all talk about the scripture that I knew you before you were in the womb, blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is, I love what this whole chapter talks about, and it seems so fitting right now, especially in my 20th year of Grosvenor Ministries, that it is called the call to prophecy. Jeremiah has been called to ministry. And he says, oh, heavens no, I can't do that. I'm a child. I can't even speak. I don't know what to say, I can't do this, Lord. And the God said to him, oh, yes, you can. Don't say no, because I knew you before you were in the womb. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. We always look to see who will get ordained and who won't get ordained, and who did the ordination and who did the baptism and who christened who, and were you dumped, sprinkled, dripped, drizzled, or almost drowned? But the fact of the matter is, right here in Jeremiah, it says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before I brought you out of the womb, I knew you. I knew who you were. I knew who you would be. And I already sanctified and ordained you. And for that, we have the power and the strength to go forth. And it doesn't matter what mankind says you can and cannot do, because God has already proclaimed and preordained every single thing you're supposed to do. And when you feel you're not capable of doing it, he says, oh, I will be there to make sure if you just say what I tell you to say. Amen. And sometimes when you come and you're uprooted and changing places, God does not always prepare you properly for what you should be expecting, because not everybody's going to be happy when you uproot and you leave, or when you arrive somewhere else. Jesus was coming to a city. He knew what he was coming to. I don't know how one can prepare. He knew what was going to happen. He knew what was going to take place. But he went. And the people were all excited, because they said, oh, wait, yeah, this is the same guy who did the miracle, because he brought Lazarus out of the dead. And we already know that some came because they believed and they were excited. Some came just to see. Some came because they wanted proof. But even when they still had proof, they still had doubts. They still had concerns, because there are some people, no matter what you do, it will never please them. But he still had to pick up, get to this city, and prepare for whatever was to come. And even though he knew what was at the end of what he was going to be doing, he still had to get through the city with all of these other people, the positive, the negative, all of it. And he still had to go and ride through and deal with whomever would be there. They would say whatever they want to say. Some were praising him. Others were doubting him. There were so many things that he had to face. But we also know that he knew God better than any one of us, and knew that even when you're uprooted, if you just continue to push through, God will not only destroy, but he will also replant and rebuild and strengthen and prosper. So Jesus knew that no matter where he was going, whether it was good people, bad people, naysayers, positive, negative, it didn't matter, because he knew that through it all, he could only rely on God. So with all the cheers and acclamations, whenever there's praise, there'll always be
those few in the crowd who will always just come at you, and never in a good way. But what we learn from these scriptures is that it doesn't matter. Because if God has a purpose for you, then you just have to do what he says to say and do what he says to do. And he, as he says at the end of Jeremiah, he will strengthen you. He will protect you. He says, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. But remember the verse before that says, for behold, I have made thee this day a defense city and an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land, against the king of Judah, against the princes thereof and the priests. The same biblical people who were supposed to be supporting him all this time also turned against him, and they were godly. The ungodly came at him. Everyone came at him. They even threatened to kill Lazarus. Could you imagine? Lazarus was dead. Jesus rose him from the dead. And they're plotting to kill him again because he is the evidence that they need to go away. And they will sabotage. People will sabotage what you're doing just to see it destroyed. And they don't care for what reason you're doing it, be it good, bad, or indifferent. They don't care. Their only mission is to destroy. And the only person we know who does that, who comes to kill, steal, and destroy, is Satan. But when God has his hands upon you, it shall continue to thrive. It won't matter if it's uprooted. And when you have to branch out or move out and spread out, the fact of the matter is if you need to be watered, you need to be nurtured. You need to get all the communication you need to thrive, to grow, to expand, and to get dug deep down into the ground so you could be like the tree planted by the water and not be moved. Then you need to talk to God. He is the force. Here it says uprooted, means to pull something, especially a tree or a plant, out of the ground, to move someone from their home or a familiar location. To be uprooted doesn't necessarily always mean that you're going to be uprooted from a country, from a city, from a town. Sometimes it could be from anything. It could be rebuilding through a bad marriage. You could be on your own now. You've left your parents' house. You've been divorced. You've been widowed, widower. It could be all sorts of reasons. Uprooting just means to be moved or transformed to another place from another place. Sometimes transformation is the renewing of your own mind. If you were this way today and you're a different person tomorrow, then you have been transformed. And we all know that a renewal in Christ Jesus is the best transformation you can have. But you have to remember that he, the watering, and gives the increase. And I can always recall through my ministry, Luke 12:48, and the King James Version is one version, and it says, but he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much of him, they will ask the more. And I'm going to read it from the New International Version because that is the one that everyone else would recognize. And it says, but the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with a few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. And in basic terms, the term is, when much is given, much is required. And I used to hear this, and it used to really bother me, because I used to feel like, well, why me? Why me? But we also have to remember, God also turns around and watches people who aren't doing the right things. Their punishment will be suffice. And when God has given you a great deal of talent or something of great value to the kingdom building to do, then more is expected of you. But no matter what, you need to continue to keep branching out. Our 2022 motto for Grosvenor Ministries this year is find your joy in 2022. And I selected that because from the 2 years of pandemic, it's been a very stressful time for everybody. I don't think any one person has not gone through something in this 2 years. And now it's time. We all got uprooted. Our lives were uprooted. Our lives have been changed. But now it's time to replant, to rebuild, to reestablish ourselves, to stabilize ourselves, and continue to branch out. If you know that the foundation is not good, then you need to make sure that the foundation is solid, that it does what it needs to do to stabilize you, because all other ground is sinking sand. Amen. So, yes, it's a time of being uprooted and branching out. Jesus was uprooted and had to come to a city. And they met him with branches out. But despite that, not knowing which were good and which were bad, he knew that his only source of survival, pull him through, was nobody but the name of the Almighty God himself.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Okay, I've always heard the name, y'all. The old folks tried to warn me. I thought I knew what they were talking about, because I've always heard the story, but never felt it for myself, y'all. Well, until just the other day, and something happens in my spirit every time I say that name. That name is Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. 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 Say the name Jesus. Oh, like it'll never lose its power. I hear the people say they need the Lord every minute, every hour.
but I never felt it for myself, y'all. Well, until just the other night, I called the name of Jesus, and afterwards I felt alright. Yeah, it was like a cool breeze blowing on the inside of water, rushing in my body, a fire burning away everything that I don't need to make it be right. It was so real to act like it wasn't happening, happened too fast for me to suppress it. And after that I tried my eyes and I couldn't stop smiling, cause the whole time mother was right. When I called Jesus, yeah,
Jesus,
what's the name?
Jesus,
say the name.
Jesus,
the holy lamb.
Jesus,
that was slain.
Jesus,
Jesus,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh. And I might fall down, he'll be your friend, he'll be around. Oh, he's something like a strong tower. Yeah, he could take away the pain. And if you want his power, you gotta call his name. And his name is Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
That name is
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You can depend on him. Yes, you can.
Other name by which one can be saved. Amen. Uprooted and branching out. You know, maybe you've been uprooted and you've turned your back on the Lord, or you feel like you're not as close to him as you used to be. And I love when I can tell you that he's not far at all. He's always there with you. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you. You just need to call on his name. Remember, communication is the survival that we need to keep growing. And if you didn't know him, he knows you. Again, you just need to call on the name of Jesus. Admit that he is who he is, that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, the great I am, and that you have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, because we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And once you can admit that and believe and confess with all your heart and just ask him to come into your heart, it is done. You are saved. That's all. It's not hard. I love it. It's the easiest thing you could ever do, and it's free. Remember, it's the world without end, so there's life after this world, amen? He has gone before you to prepare a place and said that where he is, you shall be there also, that when your day is called and your number is called, you will go up yonder, amen, and join him and seated right at the hand of his Father. That is our wish for you today. And if you need anything, you need prayer, you just contact us. Find a minister or ministry in your region. Find another Christian. because we are all out here pray for you, because we used to be uprooted and we branched out. Amen. We are the vine. Jesus is everywhere. And if you've got to make that decision, you don't want to take too long, because you just never know. I thank you for taking some time with us today for your Palm Sunday. May you be blessed for this entire Holy Week. We'll be back again on Wednesday, Friday, because Friday's supposed to be really good, I heard. And we'll certainly be back on Sunday, because somebody's going to be there. Amen. I thank you. I bless you. And I want you to be encouraged this week and continue to reach out to us and everyone else you know, and show Jesus love to everybody you know this week so they know that he is real. But for now, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and evermore. Amen, amen, amen.
not about emotions. I've made a decision. Decision. It's more than just a feeling. I've made a decision. Decision. Right here, right now. Whatever the cost. Whatever the cost. Everything that separates us must leave. Now, no more worldly sorrow. No more waiting for tomorrow. I'm making decisions. To be faithful. Oh.